The tiny timber town of Sparkman, Arkansas, has lost more than half its population since 1950. If the current trend continues, the 500-resident community might disappear altogether. But Sparkman residents have a plan to keep their hometown alive. Stephanie Harmon was born in Sparkman, Arkansas, 27 years ago.
It's always been a part of me. I love this town.
Except for the 6 years she spent getting her master's degree in education in a neighboring city, Harmon has always lived in Sparkman.
It's a very intimate and close-knit town, almost like one big family. Everyone knows everybody, and we all take care of each other in different ways.
She's now married to another Sparkman native and teaches at the town's only elementary school.
We want to do everything that we can to educate our students. So it is disheartening when you hear of students wanting to leave the town.
High school graduates have to go away to continue their education, she explains, since there's no college in town. But many of them find better job opportunities in big cities and never come back. So Harmon and others decided to do something to encourage students to go to college and return.
We got together, several of us community members, and started this Sparkman Scholarship Foundation.
The idea is not entirely new. Many communities in Arkansas and across the country offer students money to pay for their higher education. However, Harmon says the Sparkman Scholarship is unique.
Most scholarships, such as ours, are funded through wealthy benefactors or corporations or other foundations. Our scholarship has a uniqueness that really tells how wonderful our community is. We do not have a wealthy benefactor or foundation who is funding us. Our scholarship is completely funded by the residents of Sparkman and others with a heart for our town.
One of those funders is Bill Sorrells, a retired grocery store owner who's lived in Sparkman for almost all his life. Although he doesn't have kids of his own, Sorrells donated $500 to the scholarship fund.
I plan to donate more each year, not just at one time. You know, it's our kids, and if we don't help them, nobody else is going to help them, and we hope the scholarship will encourage people to stay here and maybe even some people move here and help us to grow a little bit.
As a condition of accepting the money, students agree to return to Sparkman after graduation and live and work in town. Renee Brown, who has 2 young daughters, says the scholarship program is a winning enterprise for everyone.
One person can found the scholarship program alone, but if everybody pulls together, we can give but still not have to give as much as we would if we had to pay for our children to go to college alone.
Brenda Garrett, a member of the Sparkman Scholarship Foundation, says since its launch last month, they've raised more than $56,000, $42,000 of that in just 3 months. She credits townspeople's kindness and generosity for that success.
We've had people call that saw articles in newspapers, you know, that have been away from Sparkman for a long time and saw the story and connected and, you know, give a donation and let us know, you know, they appreciated what we were doing for their hometown.
4 of Sparkman's 12 most recent high school graduates won a scholarship last summer, including Garrett's son, Sam. He's now studying mechanical engineering at Arkansas Technical University in nearby Russellville.
I'm planning on going back after I get out of college, finding a job. Maybe me staying around would encourage some of my peers to stay around too.
Sparkman is not the only small town facing a shrinking population.
The United States as a whole is growing at a pretty rapid pace, so population growth is not the problem. The problem is that population growth in the U.S. is extremely uneven.
Mark Mather is a demographer at the Population Reference Bureau.
It's estimated that about 16% of the U.S. population live in counties that are classified as non-metropolitan or rural counties. That number has dropped every decade for the past 100 years.
Those who live in small towns and rural areas point to the benefits. It's less stressful and less expensive than living in metropolitan areas. However, Mather notes one of the primary reasons people move away, the lack of job opportunities.
When conditions get that bad, you end up in this vicious cycle where new employers don't want to move in because there's not many people living there, and no one wants to move there because there aren't any jobs.
The key to survival for these communities is job creation. Sparkman's Stephanie Harmon says that's the goal of their scholarship program, making sure their town survives and thrives. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.